Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's get to... See, again, you cost me the show tweet again. I end up talking to you more. This is what I'm going to do, the show tweet. But this vest of yours has just distracted me.
How dare you?
You know, how dare
vest
you?
Vest is distracting.
How dare you? When is it appropriate to say...
How dare you?
How dare you? 651-461-9226. And when has someone said, how dare you? And you want to say, really?
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of like, as we were talking about...
Shame on you. That's another one.
Shame on you. It's also when we get a text. Another... robbery in Minneapolis. I dare you to talk about it. Like, that's it. You got me. Yeah. You got me. How long have you hated your arms?
I love my arms. That's why I show
apparently,
them off.
Apparently not.
I show them off.
No. Anybody wears a vest.
The gun's coming at you.
Anybody wears a vest should be sucked off the planet.
Oh, come on.
Dave, you're with me, right? Sucked off the planet. Go to a hot planet where you can disrespect your arms and they'll feel better.
I just bought for hunting season. A heated vest. It's got a battery pack.
I got a better idea for you. Just buy a coat and you'll be fine.
No, this got the battery pack and the heated pads.
That's like cheating in fishing. I mean, come on. That's like, you know, when you're fishing and they got the sonar and they got the, go to the fish. Psst, psst, I'm a worm. Come here. And then, boom, you get it. Heated vest.
Oh, yeah. Heated
How
socks.
Soft are you?
Pretty soft.
Right?
Yeah.
Remember your South St. Paul? You were
I get
tough.
It, yeah. Right.
Now you got the mansion in Rosemount.
Yep.
You need gated.
Great South St. Paul joke on our show today, by the way.
Oh. Hold on a second. La-di-da. I mean, do you hear that, Dave? What a great joke we had today.
No, it wasn't from me.
Oh, okay.
From a listener.
Yeah.
So we were doing first kiss. Where did you, do you remember your first kiss? And guy called in. He said, oh, yeah. I was at the drive-in getting hot and heavy with a gal, and she whispered in my ear, kiss me where it stinks. And he drove her to South St. Paul.
That's a tough opening line, by the way. I mean,
hey-o!
I mean, what's happened to CCO?
What has happened? Not once, but twice.
Kiss me where it stinks, man. Did you give the $130 million, by the way, for the military? Did you see Don yesterday?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
Likelihood that's...
on the up and up?
In any way accurate.
From this administration? No, completely believable.
Completely believable. I mean, it's a hell of a gesture if somebody, the president, we'll get to Major in 20 minutes, suggested some friend, he can't identify you, just gave $130 million to pay the military. If true.
No, yeah, absolutely.
That would be great. I just, because the president said it. My default is, really?
Right.
Okay, so let's you stay here for the second before you go. And here's the opening topic. What the hell happened to the Vikings? I mean, that's my what in the hell happened to the Minnesota Vikings? That was embarrassing. That was non-competitive. And I didn't see it live because by then I was on the diplomat. But I saw the KOC press conference today. And he was talking about, you know, I've always loved our compete level. How can he honestly, with a straight face, after last night's game, be telling me about one of the things he likes about his team is the compete level? There was no comparison.
No.
Compete level last night, right?
Not at all. And I get it. You have injuries on your offensive line, but to have backups that, just offensive offensive line play. That, and then the defense is the top story for me. Just
him
make some guy who's never heard of, suddenly he's Walter Payton.
Yeah. LaDainian Tomlinson
yeah.
ain't walking in that door.
Right.
Chuck Muncy isn't
Chuck
walking
Muncy,
in
yeah.
that door. Little Train James ain't walking in that door. Come on. So text me right now, 651-461-9226. The question is, what the hell happened to the Vikings? Let's go to the defense, because I'm with you 1,000%. And by the way, Beefalo can't be Teflon. You know, he can't be, because, God, I saw this everywhere on Twitter last night. Well, can't be Brian Flores. So we can never criticize Brian Flores? I mean, is he Lombardi? Did he invent the game? And I get it. He's had a very good track record with the Belichick tree. Not a great tracker in Miami, and a weird situation where they're supposedly paying him to lose games. And, I mean, is it possible that it's AI? Okay, here's my new theory, because we're obsessed with AI videos. I think it's really Ed Donatel, but it's Ed AI Donatel. Brian Flores.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Yes.
Put that out there. Text right now. Can we tweet that out? Is it possible that it's Ed Donatel, but it's actually AI Brian Flores? Because whatever they're trying, she ain't working.
No.
So let's go back. Okay. They brought in Hargrave and Allen, both major disappointments.
So far, absolutely.
You know, I did, this will shock you, I went with a cheap shot. When Hargrave inadvertently hit the referee there, I said, first guy Hargrave's hit in 3 weeks.
Hey,
right? Those guys aren't doing it.
No.
Jalen Redmond is clearly, right now, without me breaking down the All-22, but just watching the game and talking to people, it seems abundantly clear he is the best defensive lineman. And when they lost Phillips and they lost Bullard, those guys couldn't rush the quarterback, but they could stop the run.
Stop the run.
Stop the run. Then you get to the linebackers. Ivan Pace, I mean, what happened to him? You know, I mean, what is he thinking on the kickoff return when the policy, the rule is clearly you have to stand there until Rolf Benerska kicks the ball? That might be my only Chargers kicker in the past. There was some guy I kept missing from Iowa, too. Remember the Chargers used to miss field goals all the time
yeah.
in the playoffs? Just,
who was the coach then? It was just,
well, you had Don Coryell for a while. You had Marty out there, too. Marty had some. But they, yep. Chargers would make the playoffs 13-3, and then some guy would just miss field goals. But you're supposed to stay there, and Pace is just like, it's me and you going to O'Donovan's. He's just backpedaling. But they barely play him. They do really miss Van Ginkle. I think that is fair. He is.
Dallas Turner, jeez.
Let's get to him. They gave up. They gave up five. Can you look it up, Dave? Did they give five draft choices for that guy? He's just a guy.
Yeah.
He is in.
What was he thinking? Like launching into.
He should have been ejected.
Yeah. What is he thinking?
How is that not targeting? He launched and led with his helmet. Also would have showed me something if KOC would have said,
Sit down. Yep.
You're coming back in the third quarter. Now, it's easy for me to say that on the couch because they don't have a lot of other options with Van Gink out. Do you see what they gave up for Turner? It might even be six draft choices.
So the Vikings got the 17th
yep.
to get Turner. Jaguars received the 23rd overall. The 167th, a 2025 the following year, third-round pick, and a fourth-round pick. So four total picks.
Yeah. And he's not living up to it. And anyway, then you go to the secondary, where I think all of us, the entire offseason, were like, are they just waiting to add? Is Gilmore just waiting there, right? Or maybe it's game one, and if you sign a guy before game one, they're on your roster the entire season, they're waiting. And then when they had some success, there was some haughtiness. I heard KOC one time with PEA saying, hey, everybody doubted us with the cornerbacks. Hey, KOC, we're doubting them again. Because I looked it up today, Pro Football Focus, 119 cornerbacks. You know who's ranked 119th? Jeff Okuda. I don't think that's good when you're the last ranked cornerback. And Rodgers does make some plays, but they got issues there. Harrison Smith in, out. Metellus needs to be the linebacker hybrid a lot more than when he's actually a safety.
Pass coverage.
He's got no shot, right? Then, let's quickly before you go, and I want text. I'm going to look at text and calls. What the hell has happened to this team? 651-461-9226. You played last night without your stud left tackle outside of a couple series. You played last night without the center, who a lot of people liked. But the Colts kind of said, it's been great, Ryan Kelly. Three concussions before he came here that we know of. And I always feel like if it's three concussions that we know of, there's some multiplier.
Yeah.
And then O'Neal plays every snap the week before, can't play. We had a snap count on Darisaw earlier, no snap count. Jackson's coming back from, was it that wrist surgery? And Will Fries has done nothing to live up to the money they gave. The epitome to me was the one play where I think it was Brandell and Fries are blocking no one. They're in that position, you know, they're looking around, you know, and three guys just smash Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Just absolutely smash. You know what the Vikings need right now? Andy Luger. Andy Luger, Amherst guard, 12-0. I was going to text him last night, but I didn't. They could use Andy Luger, right guard. Then let's get to the quarterback. First of all, this might be a contender for dumbest thing ever on Twitter. The Gopher Bobos, the Gopher Apologists. Many of them suggesting that the reason why Brosmer was not brought into the game is because KOC was afraid Brosmer was going to look too good, and then he couldn't go to JJ.
Quarterback controversy.
Go to a darkness retreat, if honestly that's how dumb you are. And I'm going to repeat, dumb. That you honest, like if you're doing it with tongue-in-cheek, bravo. But plenty of these folks were not, that's why KOC is going to say, man, we could win this game with Brosmer right now. We could get 4-3. We could build momentum. You know what? That would hurt me with JJ.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave Carson Wentz out there to look like an extra in the Gladiator when he's getting sauteed. Then the poor guy who's – that was Archie Manning with the Vikings the Steckel season, where you're like sitting at home and going, can they really keep playing?
Yes.
Like I'm thinking to myself, take him out. Then
just sitting on the bench, just sprawled out. And
then apparently Josh McCown is Dave Chappelle.
I was going to say, what? I mean, I get it. We play too much into the what the appearances on the sideline. Yeah. But seriously, every time they're laughing and smiling.
Had to be like four times. I'm not kidding.
Yes.
And I mean, I can't tell you how many talk shows on the sports side was going to oh, do you see someone laughing? I'm like, it's one moment. Every time they showed him. I mean, were they watching Delirious? I mean,
they were podcasting the Adam and Jordan
show.
Exactly.
Stop. They were listening to Stop, what we should get rid of. Then five runs again in the first half. Is he allergic to the run? And he said in the postgame, I'm afraid of third and longs. Well, try running to avoid a third and long.
Right.
And maybe that Udinski, I think his name, Grant, that went to Jacksonville, maybe he was also his real quarterback whisperer. But by the way, he can't, KOC can't be a blip. He has been very good up until this season. Great hire, well worth the extension. I'm not calling for his firing, but like,
is he getting hot?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's not hot at all.
Warming up.
He's in the vest guy like you. He's in the vest community. But, I mean, come on. You got to make some adjustments. The next time they play a game, it is November 2nd, and their wins this year, Browns, Bengals, Bears.
Yeah.
The three Bs.
Yes. Who do they got next? Oh, the Lions. No.
Yeah, how's that going to work out? And then the Ravens.
Any other B teams? Baltimore.
They do have Baltimore, but by then I think Lamar is going to be back. Now, the Ravens are giving up 97 points a game. So what else? Am I missing something? What else? What the hell happened to this team?
I don't think so.
Even the kicker missed it. You know? They kind of ran that.
Al Michaels had to apologize for pointing out that he hit the wire, and then the NFL got in his ear saying, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
What is with that?
I hope that was joking. And there weren't, like, really bad moments for ASU's own Al Michaels. But, again, he's telling us stuff over and over and over and over and over again that we all know. You know, it's Game 7. And I'm not saying just the Minnesota audience. We know that Sam Darnold played for the Vikings last year. Is there anybody who's watching football is like, whoa?
And Daniel Jones.
I mean, you know, it's just, and again, he's one of the five greatest play-by-play announcers of all time. And he's getting a mill a game, and he drove about 30 minutes to call that. Right. I mean, so please sign me up today. I'll drive 30 minutes for $100. Probably not $10 because I got to figure out the gas situation. Al drove 30 minutes for a mill.
Yep. Good gig.
That is a good gig. All right, you're going to kill animals?
Not this week.
Yeah, you're going to prepare to kill animals.
Yeah. Got a new trail cam.
Cheating again.
Trail cam that has cell service, so it, like when it captures a deer on the camera, it'll text me the picture.
The heck is the point of that?
And video capability.
What is the point of using your senses and feeling within nature, and I can sense when they're coming?
Well, it's
now
not.
You're over there.
No, it's not for when you're in your stand.
And then basically the deer is like knocking on the door.
It's not for when you're
in your
stand.
That makes even less sense.
Well, then what's the point if you're not in the stand?
Because then I know, like, there's activity near my stand.
Okay, so if there's activity, let's say yesterday, and you're not going up there again until next week, and you think the deer feels a commitment to just stay by the stand?
I mean, that's their area. That's maybe a dominant buck in the area.
What would you know about a dominant buck?
Well, I mean, when you were at the heyday of ASU, you hit all the good bars where you're finding the women, right? Same deal.
They found me.
Okay.
Take a number, ladies.
Settle down. They'll get to you.
Yeah.
You're such a cheater.
Oh, cheater.
Go get out of here with that vest and your cheating. What the hell is happening to the Vikings? What do you want me to talk about? What would you like me to talk?
Ooh, where do you get your insurance, Chad?
I do. Amber Scholl, Team Scholl, let's go. Even right now, during this break, TeamScholl.com. Why Team Scholl? First of all, with American Family. Heavyweight in the business. I don't need to get Fred's insurance in Fridley. Good luck to you, Fred. I hope it works out well. I hope you're listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I want a heavyweight. I have it with American Family. I also want a local office. And for me, this local office, 35 years. And we all have options. So that tells you what I think of this place. Amber with the office for 15 years, running it the last 3-plus years, and it's worth the website. They'll call you right back. TeamScholl.com. SCHOLL.com. You comfortable with that car insurance? You comfortable with the housing, the condo, the cabin? Maybe get some real estate holdings. Reach out and find out. Maybe just feel better about what you have. Great people. Track them down. TeamScholl.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Chad, tell us, why did KOC inexplicably leave Wentz in the second half? Wentz was worthless and KOC left him in. Because he decided this isn't difficult. And I was saying with a cast of thousands, okay, just me watching the game, take him out. Take him out. So it's clearly debatable. And he's beating up and he's getting pummeled. But again, if you're so deep in your maroon and gold and you honestly think KOC is afraid of success or winning the game if Max Brosmer goes in instead of JJ, I would encourage you to visit a doctor today. That is as asinine as it gets.
Carson Wentz QBR last night, 27.3. Max Brosmer QBR last night, 67.9.
How long was
That's a 40-point difference, Chad.
How long was he in there?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Imagine what it would have been if he were in there longer. You know, that number goes up to 100. He probably would have ended up about 150.
Is it possible that they would have held the Chargers scoreless because they would have been so... Because I didn't want this to feel like in any way I'm downplaying Brosmer because... He's the best Gopher quarterback I've watched in 30 years. And he had some moments in preseason. And maybe he's a player. Maybe at some point he's a player. But it's not because KOC is so epoxied to JJ that he's afraid of Brosmer having success.
The defense would have been better if Brosmer had
inspired. Inspired.
That's all you need. All right. We won the Revolutionary War because George Washington inspired the troops. The defense would have been inspired by young Max.
Who's the young blonde guy that keeps showing Wentz? Wentz smiled every time he's around the guy. That's what we're talking about. Josh McCown.
Quarterback coach.
Quarterback coach. He's been interviewed for multiple head coaching jobs. He played for like every team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Highly regarded. And again, I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but it was at least four times that they showed McCown when they're getting their just doors blown off. Just yucking it up. Just having too much fun. The GM needs to look at the picks and trades. Yeah, let's get to Kwesi before we pause and get to Major. They have a great head coach so far up until this season.
What do you think?
Up until this season, I think he was great. I really do. I think he owns plenty of responsibility this
Obviously
year.
Obviously tremendous with quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Up until this season.
Right. I mean, those 2 years they won what? They won 13 and 14 games? I mean, it was a great start to his career. This year, again, apparently we can't criticize KOC and Flores, which is absurd. Just absurd. Kwesi, we know most of the draft choices have not worked,
nope.
To be kind. Now, he can say Jordan Addison, who's a baller. He also might want to not drive 100, might want to show up on time. Now, Their signature moves were, with O'Connell very involved too, Ryan Kelly with health issues, Will Fries not looking good so far, and Hargrave and Allen not looking so good, and saying goodbye to Darnold after the fantastic season and just two dreadful finishing games, and then offering Daniel Jones the same amount, even maybe a million more, than the Colts offered.
Some defensive moves have worked out. Van Ginkle, you mentioned, has been great.
And
Cashman.
And Van Ginkle, Grenard, and Cashman, absolutely. But I think there's more on the dubious list for Kwesi than the positive list.
When you add in the draft picks, it's not close.
Yeah, it is. All right, we'll get back to the Vikings. Collars here, as he is every Friday. Major is next. Major's coming to town at some point. I'm not. Do I want Major to sleep at the house?
Yeah, you've got a room for him.
I got a room. We got a guest room.
Sure.
Right?
Come on, Major. You're right over there. You'll be right next to Q.
Right. Yeah. They can play the game. Sure. Right away, what will I give Major in the morning? First thing.
Nice tall glass of Connecticut water.
No, I'll give him the Dodgers box score when they've won again. That's what I'll give him. And I'll come down wearing my Dave Lopes, you know, jersey.
Or your Los Angeles Chargers gear, too.
Yeah. We got a couple things to go with them. Dodgers World Series, Chargers blowing out the Vikings. That will come up with the Major visit. But, yes, the Connecticut drinking water system from Aquarius Home Services, AquariusHomeServices.com. It's crisp and comfortable outside. Maybe it's your day to have your second coffee of the day. Not us. But we're in the minority. Maybe it's time for that first hot chocolate. Maybe it's time for that glass of water. Maybe whatever you're preparing, you need water. Go with the Connecticut drinking water system. Best in the business, and right now you need to do it because at this point you could save up to 25%. Don't wait. Earning the right to be recommended since 87. I'm a customer since 93. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click.
all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.